Winning key number 7, strive for excellence, not perfection. You know, there's a common belief that certain achievers do everything right, that they never make mistakes and their plans never fail. There's the presumption that only if you're perfect, and perfect all the time, only then do you have the right stuff to succeed. Well, nothing could be farther from the truth. Successful winners in the stock market make money on only 2 out of 5 investments. And actors and actresses who are today's superstars, they were turned down 29 out of 30 times after auditioning for dramatic roles or for commercials. Psychiatrists' couches are filled with people who can't bear a moment of failure. Rather than try and endure and maybe succeed or maybe even fail, these individuals choose not to try at all. They fear that the slightest setback will topple their exacting standards. What they are really saying is, I'll never be perfect. I am not perfect, therefore I'm not worth the effort to be the best I can be. Throughout my own life, I've learned that nothing will ever be attempted if all objections must first be overcome. If you want to write a book, don't spend 10 years trying to make it the perfect statement of your beliefs. Complete it in 1 year, and keep the reader in mind when you write, and write something the reader wants to know. Writing a book is like painting a barn, not a Picasso. It's better to go out and get the barn painted and get busy, rather than view your work as a masterpiece that must be agonized over. Set a deadline to begin and another to finish. Writing a book or achieving a goal is the same as writing a term paper in high school or college. We really don't get motivated to start writing until the due date pressures us into action. To win in the 21st century, you and I need to get a strategy for approaching our breakthrough ideas and goals. We need to decide what is most important for our success. Then we need a comprehensive database, and when we have the research done, we need to ask ourselves 2 vital questions. Is this an idea whose time has come and gone? Or is this an idea whose time may never come or will come too far in the future? We need to remember that finding a niche or a new market takes more time, effort, and capital than filling an existing niche or current market. We need to check our priorities to make sure we're doing the right things in their proper sequence. And finally, be prepared to sell your ideas to an indifferent world. In this fast-track society in which change and competition are accelerating, you'll find that most people, even in your own close quarters, will be so busy following their own game plans and their own instincts that they'll appear to be aloof or unresponsive to your great concepts and innovations. Unless you can illustrate dramatically and quickly how what you're doing benefits them, you'll find that you're selling your ideas to an indifferent world. That's why you don't want to hesitate and wait for the perfect moment. There just isn't one. And never give up. Persistence is the winner's edge. If you're in sales or have friends and associates in sales, listen to these startling findings from the National Sales Executives Association concerning sales persistence, and listen very carefully. You'll be as amazed as I am. 80% of all new sales are made after the 5th call to the same prospect. 48% of all salespersons make 1 call and then cross off the prospect. 25% quit after the 2nd call. 12% of all salespersons call 3 times and then quit. And guess what? Only 10% of all salespersons keep calling. And what do they get? They are the highest paid people in the world, along with a few celebrities, corporate captains, and professionals. The 10% who persist get the real payoffs. They collect the dividends on what all the others invested. Welcome to the top 10% club, the ones who persist and go for excellence, not perfection.